Elokei Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gevura, strength, real strength, inner strength. The Gevura that comes after the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu that is Ezehu Gibar HaKoyva Shesitzra. What's a person's greatest instinct? Our greatest instinct is an instinct for survival. It's inbuilt. It's the ultimate Yetzer. All of our other Yetzeharas flow from the fact that we have this instinct for survival. Whether it's the Yetzahara for food, whether it's the Yetzahara for Zenus, it all comes from there. Drives to get misdirected. And Yitzchak Avinu, who's up there on the Akedah, sticks out his neck. Doesn't flinch. Doesn't move. It's Gevura. Flinching. In his desire to do the will of Hashem, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to be under the knife of Avraham Avinu's Chesed. The Shlach HaKadosh understands this allegorically, symbolically. It's the Akedah of the Yetzer Hara. Whether it's our hands and legs, our eyes, our heart, giving all of our physical senses, drives and desires, giving up all of our Yetzer Hara up to Hashem. Giving it up as a carbon. Whether it's the things that we want to do, whether it's emotions, whether it's feelings. When we're in control of that, that's Ezehu Gibar HaKoyva Shesitzra. That's ultimate Gevura, that's true strength. That's an Akedah of sorts. How do we have the ability to do that, to go against our nature? By tapping into the koyach of Yitzchak Avinu. Of Yitzchak, whose mind over matter. Of Yitzchak Avinu, whose inner strength and fortitude enables him to overcome the challenging of situations. Of Yitzchak Avinu, who's in total control. Because he wants to do the right thing. Of letting this sink in. That often we can be called on to engage in an Akedah. Where our Yetzahara will be driving us in a certain direction. And we pull back and we refrain. And we stay strong. And we're true to ourselves. We're true to Hashem. We give up something that we so greatly desire because we understand that it's not good for us or right for us. That's Ezehu Gibar HaKovish HaSitzra. That's tapping into the strength of Yitzchak Avinu. Requires discipline, requires practice. But as we daven and when we daven, we tap into Yitzchak's strength. We think about it. We allow it to be a guiding light for us in our lives as well.